What's up? I'm Alex Weber, and this is the Alex Weber Show. And I've wanted a place for a long time to just air out some thoughts, some beliefs, some feelings, experiences, lessons from my life, and have a place to share that. And so this is almost part self-honoring, honoring something that's in my heart, part service, I hope, to you, to the world of impact, and part fun. A little bit of therapy, rather than me just talking to Dr. Gwynn about some of these beliefs, having a place to actually share about that. And as I thought about, what do I want to share about to start this? What belief has been pulsing, growing through me over these last years in a way that is starting to shape who I am, my beliefs on the world, what I feel called to do, how I set up my life? And that is faith. And as I say that, gosh, I have so many different feelings about that word, and especially about the word religion. And that word religion, I mean, if you're anything like me, when I grew up, I wrote off religion. Because every time I went into a building, a church of really any denomination, I felt wrong. I felt not good enough, like I didn't know the customs, the traditions, like I was insulting people, like I wasn't dressed well enough. And then I started to feel that from other people too. And I think that that has happened with so many people in this world, is that faith, which is pure, faith is between your soul and something up there, has been morphed into religion. And religion to me is buildings and people. And when you get people, you get hypocrisy, you get power struggles, you get politics, you get the business of a church, you get all this stuff that if you're like me, I couldn't turn off my awareness lens. So I'd walk into a church and I'd see these hierarchies and I would see those political dynamics and people are asking for money and then there's other churches and you're like, are they competing for people's souls? Like, what is going on here? And it all felt off to me. And so I just wrote it off completely. And I got so bold. I remember in my late teens and into my 20s, I actually thought that faith, that religion was a crutch, a security blanket for weak people. And I've heard that belief peppered by people on social media. And it's often people I find when you get to a point where you find yourself very intelligent or self-assured, or you find science or math or reason, that ends up being your security blanket. And I feel like it's that we think we figured out everything. Because look, 1 + 1 = 2. And that ends up being our lens of the world. And we start to lose the connection to the creation of everything. So I went through that period. And it wasn't until my 20s where I started to feel like, wow, I can either chalk this up to two things. I can chalk this up to chance, to pure luck, to me just being in the right place at the right times, or some of these phenomenally wonderful serendipitous encounters, opportunities, and experiences. What if it's not chance? What if there may be something unlocking or guiding? And at the time for me, that was universe. I entered into the stage of spirituality with universe. And I was like, this makes sense. Everything is energy. That's Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein's not some hippy dippy. He's not a Burning Man, all right? Albert Einstein, that's his mathematician, scientific as you get. Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. All right. So if that is the truth, that there is energetics and there's a cause and effect and we sync frequencies and all of these truths that are backed by science and math and reason, well, then, you know, that's what really rang home to me, was the universe. And it wasn't until in my own journey of 2020 that cracked the veil for me that there is good and evil. There just is. I am very aware of the good and evil, the battle that is freaking waging within me 100% daily. Some days I feel like I am conquering. I am killing it with that battle and I feel like I'm pure good. Other days I make choices. I have habits. I turn to vices. I have thoughts that enter my head. They're dark. And I know that that battle is in me. And if you're a human being, it's within you as well. And then when you go to look at the world where there is good and evil, because there are people that have allowed things that are dark, whether that's greed or power, to overpower themselves, guide their actions and their beliefs. And I believe that there is good and evil in this magical galactic cosmos that exists. For me, I do not believe that it is just these forces, these energies, these frequencies that have no intention, that have no personality, if you will. I think there very much is. And at the end of the day, what I've realized more and more in my own journey with faith, because where I'm at right now is that I've come to faith not as a little kid who's being forced it, but as an adult who's had some experiences. I went to a good college. I've read books. I have a set of glasses. I've done things in business. I've had a lot of experiences. I have skepticism on the world. And I'm coming to faith now. Like, let me see what this is. Let me read the Bible in my journey. Let me see what this is. Let me explore a relationship with a higher power for me, God. And as a grown man, every inch that I step with it, every millimeter that I crack open the door into my heart and my soul and my being is so deeply true, so deeply good and challenging. And that's one of my realizations in this journey with faith is I don't think the stakes are as low as popular society and the world have maybe compelled us to believe. Because I love this life. This life is amazing. I love life. I love Earth. I love people. I feel so blessed that we get the chance to come live here in a body and do things. Pursue dreams, fall in love, get in fights, get our heart broken, fail, succeed, live a life. And in this intense, noisy, busy, hectic world where we always got to be somewhere, we always got to deliver, we always owe something for some bill or subscription, in that incessant noise, it is easier nowadays than a few thousand years ago to remember the truth that when this life ends, maybe there's more. Now, I do not know what that more is, and neither do you, and nobody knows. Nobody knows. The people that are claiming it on either end, there is an afterlife and it looks like heaven and it looks like hell. There's nothing and you go back into the void. Nobody knows. But what we do know is that this is a reality. And in my ongoing education with faith, that's what it is. It is faith. You choose to believe. Now, I want to offer up a few things about choosing to believe. One, okay, that's the whole thing. You choose to believe in God if you're a Christian. You choose to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And whatever your faith or denomination, there is a choice of belief. You either give into that belief by fear or feeling like you have to, or you choose that belief out of love. But that's what faith is you choose to believe it without knowing that it's true. All right, so maybe that hits home for you. Maybe it doesn't, and it sounds like noise. You know, I've always thought it's funny. Anytime anybody wins a Grammy or they win the Super Bowl, what is the first thing generally that you hear? Thank you, God. All glory to God. Praise God. Now, if they were saying Gatorade or Nike, you see these people winning a Super Bowl time after time after time, and the first thing that they say is all glory to God. Thank you, God. I don't know. If you heard them say, thank you, Nike, all glory to Nike, wouldn't you buy a pair of Nikes? So say this, what I'm sharing here today doesn't hit your soul at all. Fine. Maybe it piques your curiosity that maybe you can get involved in a superpower. And what I believe that superpower is you realize that it is bigger than you. Man, I think back to college lacrosse. That was my everything. It was my dream. I played D1. But I put so much pressure on it because I wanted to perform perfectly. And I think back and it was such a small goal. If I had changed that perspective to how much I loved my teammates, how much I loved this sport, how grateful I was for the opportunity to keep playing at such a high level. If I had even had the perception there that God had given me gifts and abilities and challenges that shaped me, and I was serving him by playing this sport, all of that feels so much lighter and freer and more empowering than how I showed up and performed, which was I have to do well because I have to. I prayed before doing this podcast because I have a lot of shortcomings and phony baloniness in my own journey with faith. I can do more. I can be more sincere. I can hold myself accountable more. And so I really have tried to check in with, is it okay for me to even talk about this? Is it okay to even bring my perspective to faith? And that brings me back to yes, because no one, not me, not a building official, a church person, or someone off the internet, or even a parent, everyone can offer suggestions and guidance and their best advice, but no one can get in the way of your soul's connection with what I believe is a loving creator. That's a one-on-one job. The only person that can do that or not do that is you, is me. And what's so cool about this is I feel like there is this pulse of people that I've talked to and I'm going through it where we almost repelled religion. Religion is not faith. We repelled it because it was forced upon us. We saw the BS and we said, we're not having it. And now as adults, there is something hitting our soul, which is deeper than our intellect. It's deeper than our feelings. It is a soul. It's just hitting and it's starting to light up a little bit and open some doors and some frequencies and activating some things where we're like, hold on here. Maybe there's something here that is worth listening to, that is worth exploring. I'm on the journey of exploring faith. And all that I can say for me is that it has only brought good things to my life. Challenges too. Calls to be better. Relationship growths, relationship leavings, endings, but it has all been an invitation, a loving challenge to try to be better, to try to be kinder, to try to be more forgiving, to try to be more loving, to try to be more empathetic, to try to be stronger, to try to have more discipline, to try to have more convictions. I don't know. You ask me, none of those things sound bad. If anything, it's asked me to turn away from feelings of envy, to turn away from feelings of greed, to turn away from feelings of lust or wrath. Again, not a bad ask. If there was a pill that increased your peace, your sense of self, your conviction, your guidance, your ability to relate and connect and empathize with other people, we would buy that pill. If there was a supplement for that, I'd be taking it and I'd be telling all my buddies. What if faith is that? I don't know. At the end of the day, that is the truest. I don't know. What I do know is for me, I have done life without faith, and I've done pretty darn well. I've achieved some pretty cool things and mile markers. But now that this door has been opened, or this lighting up, this activation of my soul, there's no going back. And the more that I step into it, the more true and good that it feels. And I don't want to do life without it. So I hope that this might be an invitation to anyone who has been tragically turned away from the purity of faith by the corruption of imperfect people and buildings. That's not faith. That can be faith, of course. It's amazing. I've been to amazing churches. I've heard amazing pastors. I've met amazing people. I love it. I love the community element. I love it. I love it. I love it. And faith exists in your soul. It exists in a quiet moment with a loved one or a friend. It exists in all of us and everywhere. And I hope that this hits home for some people to maybe revisit that loving invitation from a loving creator. And something that has helped me is just to say, hey, I'm curious. For me, God, I'm curious. Could you just be with me more? Can you show me more of who I can be? Can I feel your presence a little more? I would like to learn more about you and me and what this could be. An invitation. And then it's your journey. It's so funny, crazy a little bit for me to hear myself talking here, because this is basically the first episode of my iteration of the Alex Weber Show. And if I had heard me talking this way 5 years ago, I'd be like, dude, what is going on, man? And 5 years ago before that, I wouldn't have even had the same beliefs that I did then. And of all the things that I could talk about on this one, you know, we're going to talk about achievements here. I feel really grateful. I'm an American Ninja Warrior. I'm an award-winning TV host. I'm an acclaimed author. I've won U.S. Lacrosse Coach of the Year. I'm a world record holder, played in the world championships of lacrosse. I've done some things. I've got the achievement bucket. But that's not what I feel compelled to share with on this first one. I'm 2 years sober. I could talk about addictions and vices and how we turn to things to escape or alleviate the intensity of our reality as leaders and high achievers. I don't feel compelled to share on that in this first episode because for me, it's almost like we're on the game board. The game board is the surface of Earth, and we're playing the game of life. And I think game is almost a little bit flippant because there's a lot of stakes to this game. There's love, and there's hearts, and there's impact, and there's meaning, and there's relationships, but we're still on the game board. And then underneath the table, and underneath the floor, and underneath the foundation of the house is God and faith. So before we can get to the game board, I feel like it is in my heart to talk about this foundation. And in close, if you have been tragically turned off to faith by imperfect people, they're imperfect people who may work at a church or talk at a church or, you know, pressure you or give judgments or criticisms. They're human beings just like you and me. That's not all of faith. Or you went to a church building and it was too much like a rock show, or they had too many rules and they had too many regulations, or they asked you for money too soon, or whatever it was. That's a building. That's an organization. Faith exists in your soul with a loving creator. And I encourage you, as I'm doing, just to explore that. Explore that. I love you. This is the Alex Weber Show. I feel a little bit lighter sharing that. It's been on my heart to share on this. Because the stakes are higher than I think I'd really realized. I think those stakes exist in the world, right? I think good and evil has played out a lot throughout humanity, but in my eyes, through these last years, is the first time I've really lived through it in my personal experience. And I'm going to be real with you. It's 2024. It's going to be mayhem this year. It just is. I don't care if you're blue, red, or whatever. It's going to be mayhem. And in that mayhem, there's going to be good and evil. And I think there's stakes of our souls for where we end up after this life. Whose side are we on? I hope we get 100 years. I hope science crushes it and we get 150. Awesome. It's still 150. Time only exists in this 3D reality. That's true, right? So when this reality ends, and we've done our impact, and we've had these amazing relationships, and we've had the silly adventures and the laughs and the wonderful times and the hard times, and we've lived this beautiful, complex life of achievement and meaning and fullness. Awesome. What happens then? And I just think the stakes are a lot higher than our societal world is telling us. I love you so much. You can expect talks on leadership, on peak performance, on being our best selves, on relationships and breakups, the whole gamut. I'm going to bring on amazing guests, and I'm just so, so grateful to have this outlet to share with you. If anything you've heard here hits home, shoot me a message at I'm Alex Weber, or my email is alex@imalexweber.com. That's my website too. Get in touch with me. This is a relationship, and I want to build a tight-knit community. So if this hits home for you, you enjoy listening to this, freaking reach out. I would love to hear from you. Thank you for sharing some of your time with here, and I'll see you right back here on the Alex Weber Show. I'd love it. Share this. Give a 5-star. Do all the things so that I can keep doing this in a meaningful way, and I'm just grateful to you. I appreciate you being here, and I'll see you right back here on the Alex Weber Show. Boom!